It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Morning, y'all.
Well, I can do that every day.
Woo!
I can clean house to that one.
Yeah, that'll wake you up. Woo. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 or 20 or 45 seconds.
25, 30.
You know, who knows where we're going to be. But anyway, we're here. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
How are you today?
You know, I can't pass that up. Isn't that such a clean name?
Which one?
Hygiene.
Hygiene.
I've been waiting for that, Mary.
Oh, folks, it never ends. It never ends. A jocularity.
Yeah, that's it. That's a jocularity.
I keep promising and threatening to bring Curtis in on the show. Then we'd have three Aquarians
in
here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I don't think the world could handle us together.
We'll have to find out.
I'd like to one day.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We thought we might get him in here today, but he had other plans.
We'll get him.
But guess what I've got?
What?
I have a word of the day.
Excellent.
Da 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 da. Pirouette.
Oh yes. I like that word. I know what it is, and I practice doing one. I want to get good at it.
Are you wearing a tutu when you do it?
No, but you know what? If it made me a good pirouetter, I would wear a tutu.
Make sure it's rainbow colored like my my leggings.
That would be good.
Well, for those of you who don't know what a pirouette is, it is an act of spinning on one foot, typically with the raised foot touching the knee of the supporting leg.
Okay, so I'm not really doing a pirouette now.
But it's a typical thing.
Oh, okay.
So you do an atypical pirouette.
The one pirouette I'm going for is the one like James Brown would do. You know, take a couple steps and spin, and then coming back.
I just watched a biopic about James Brown recently.
Yeah?
And I think it was called Get On Up. Get On Up. Get On Up. James Brown, for those of you who don't know who James Brown is, he is the godfather of soul.
Yep.
During the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, he came from Augusta, South Carolina. Or Augusta, Georgia. I don't know. There's an Augusta, Georgia, and I think it's North Augusta, South Carolina. Both very close to where I grew up in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think he actually may have been born in South Carolina. It doesn't matter. But he wrote some of the, and performed some of the most earth-shaking music. Like
Dynamic,
and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
I
Feel Good. I Feel Good. And one of the ones that I really liked, he did a show a recording with a group of youngsters, and the refrain that they sang was "I'm black and I'm proud." It was really cool.
Awesome.
But this was during the civil rights era, and James Brown was a dancer.
Well, that's the thing about James Brown is if you listen to his music, he doesn't have the melodic qualities and lyrical genius that some great song writers do. He's a dynamic, like firecracker exploding in the middle of the stage with a great band, and he just makes it happen. He's always moving, just huge.
Well, he's not a crooner.
No.
And he started out as a gospel singer.
Oh, really?
More like a Pentecostal. The movers and the shakers with the Holy Ghost and the people fainting because they were touched by the Spirit. And he loved the music. And he started out with a group called, they called themselves the Flames.
The Flames, huh?
Because they were thinking the flame of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
James Brown changed their name to the Famous Flames.
Mm-hmm.
And he had helped or encouraged everyone to do their hair in a very wildly unpopular at the time, pompadour.
Mm-hmm.
And he made some changes in the rock and roll scene.
He came on in a big way.
Yeah.
Big influence.
Nothing mild about him. The man was flamboyant. He wore a cape.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation about the reasons for the cape. Just look it up, because we're not here to talk about James Brown. Although we could probably talk another 15 minutes.
Get up off of that thing.
Oh,
try
yes.
Try to relieve that pressure.
Oh, yes.
There's not enough room to almost pirouette in here. Sorry.
There's nothing in my house is really dance proof.
Well, I'm going to get some slippery shoes, and I got a dear friend that has said that she was going to teach me to dance if I can, and we'll see what happens. Check with me in 6 months, and we'll do a pirouette.
6 months, wow. Very nice.
On live on the air.
I really wanted to talk about the conga.
The conga, sure, yeah. Sure.
I mean, how many people have gone to parties and weddings and done a conga line? Boom, 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 boom. Remember the cartoons where they always have the people doing the conga line?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always this one woman with a big butt.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, boom, 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 boom. Oh, remember The Mask, the movie The Mask?
Yeah.
With Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
He did the conga line, and, you know, he was able to make his body change. And he made his butt really big to make it stick out.
When badonk.
Big badonkadonk.
Hmm. Well, I know that you said the cartoons. That's where I saw it. Really, I remember watching the cartoons. They'd always do that, you know. Or the Three Stooges joined in a conga line.
Yeah,
times I remember.
And I think Curly was always at the end, knocking things over with his badonkadonk.
Well, likely, yeah. I was just sitting here thinking that I didn't really do it. I never was much of a dancer. Somebody told me I looked funny dancing in ninth grade, and I never danced again.
See, I had a sixth grade teacher tell me that when I sang, I sounded like a frog with laryngitis, which totally stole my voice for many years. Now I sing, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, y'all can like it or y'all cannot.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at with the dancing. I don't care. I mean, I kind of probably look funny, but, you
dance
know.
Like nobody's watching.
Well, that's my whole
sing
job.
Sing like you're on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just go for it. Enjoy life.
Well, you know, I've come to the place in life that I really hope people are talking about me. You know,
yes.
I used to worry about people talking about me, and I've tried to behave, but now I really don't care. I figure if they're not talking about me, either I'm not doing my job right, you know, I need to be behaving more, or I am behaving, which it really doesn't matter, because I really enjoy just doing what I like, and that means dancing.
My brother once gave me, I think it was a button or a magnet or a pin or something,
mm-hmm.
and it said, well-behaved women rarely make the news.
Ah, good point.
And I think that's true for men. Not that we're encouraging misbehavior. We're not encouraging anyone to do anything illegal. Really and truly, we're not. But we're encouraging you to live your life with gusto. And who cares? If you want to stand on a street corner with a recorder and dance and play the music or sing off key,
yeah,
it's okay. If you're doing it with joy in your heart, it's fine. It's perfectly acceptable.
That's what we're here for.
And I know you've heard Gene and me sing Happy Birthday to a few people in the past. I don't know. I don't care if I sound weird. Although I will tell you that my family has made it a point to sing the birthday song odd.
Hmm.
That's all I can say. We all sing it at our own tempo. We all sing it. I always sing it traditionally.
Right.
Because I'm the only one who does.
You're holding the torch, huh?
Well, because my brother One brother will go, hap, 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 happy birth, birthday, day, like he's stuttering. Uh-huh. And then there's another one goes, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, and never get beyond that. And so we all sing it differently at the same time as part of, and our birthday songs can last 5 minutes. they can go on and on and on. It's just part of the fun. And it used to embarrass me. Huh. I used to think it was wrong and stupid, but I got over myself.
Yeah.
And when I got over myself, I started enjoying my idiotic family traditions.
It's a good one. I mean, totally. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
My family has homemade pizza as the Easter dinner tradition since I grew
up. Nice. Yeah. I love it.
I don't know where that came from, but it happened.
I think anything that you do as a tradition is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Gene and I get off topic a lot. So I'm going to steer us back to the conga. Do you know where it originated or when?
No.
Excellent answer.
Well, I sometimes like to think about it and extrapolate and take a wild guess.
Yeah.
But No.
He has no clue. And I wouldn't know if we didn't have Barbara Marino doing our research for us.
Yes, thanks, Barb.
Our very own Bob.
Bob!
Another day we'll talk about the origin of Bob. But today we're talking about conga, our conga line dance. It originated as a street dance in Cuba in the early 20th century.
Oh, really?
They call it a novelty line dance. It became popular in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. However, the full story, the full history goes back to the African slaves who were forcibly brought to the Caribbean. If you think about it, they were probably shackled together to prevent them from running away. And if they had to develop a rhythm to walk together, they'd be dragging each other down.
Wow, yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but sure. That would be...
It's not in the research, but it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was also associated with the Santeria religion and the Easter traditions of the islands. Now, Santeria, that's, I need to look that up because that's a religion I'm not very familiar with. I know it in the back of my head, but I don't want to misspeak, so I'm going to rely on my little googly thing here. Santeria is known as Regla de Ocho, which is Royal Eight? Not Royal. I don't know. It's also known as Regla Lukumi, or just Lukumi.
Oh.
It's an African diasporic religion that developed in Cuba during the late 19th century, which was during slavery period.
Mm-hmm. So it was basically where the... Christian missionaries met the traditional African beliefs and they melded together and created kind of its own religion, half Christianity and half traditional from the African.
Right, and it was like a combination between the traditional Yoruba religion of West Africa, the Roman Catholic form of Christianity, and Spiritism. Maybe a little voodoo added in there. I'm not sure because Santeria. Let's look up some traditional practices. It's far more prevalent than Catholicism on the Cuban island, which I didn't know. The Santerios outnumber Catholics by 8-1. The faith has spread to many other countries, including the United States. So, let's see. The slaves were banned from practicing their own religion, so they disguised their gods as Catholic figures. Interesting.
Yep.
They continued to pray to them as they pleased. So, Santeria means the way of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
And the The Catholic saints represent Yoruban divine beings, which are known as Orishas. They always practiced it in secret, and the religion survived orally from one generation to another. After the Cuban Revolution, Santeria was openly acknowledged, but was criticized by the government as being folksy witchcraft. Mm-hmm. In the 1980s, there was a resurgence of interest in Santeria, and today it's all over, and nobody questions it anymore. They said that Fidel Castro had been a believer. And one of the reasons for that was during his victory speech on January 8, 1959, while he was addressing the crowd, two doves flew over the podium, and one of them landed on his shoulder.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Doves are symbols of Obatala, the son of God in Santeria.
Well, that would sure do a cause a scene. You
yes,
know, sure
it be a made the believers believe even more.
A visual. My goodness.
Yeah, where has the time gone?
Know, and I'll tell you, the Santeria, what you're describing, the melding, I studied a lot of different religions, interminglings around the world, and that happened a lot of places. You know, the Western Christian missionaries would come in, and the society would come in, and the Christianity would come in with them, and then it would meet their traditional, which, you know, they would be at odds, but then this combination of the two would come out all over Mexico.
Yeah,
a lot of Mexican people.
That's pretty cool.
Had that too. So anyway, well, I know we got to get out of here. Here I'm rambling on.
That's okay. The rambling is part of the show.
And don't even have another dime to put in the payphone. So.
Oh man.
So we want to thank everybody for taking a break with Gene and Mary today. Please join us every weekday at noon Eastern time here. You can check out all of our cool shows, a whole bunch of different ones, at beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org.
All right. Well, see you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.